So here he deals with a situation where a person did not eat a kazayas of one food, but he had a kazayas in the combination of all foods. So the last thing he says in this short simon is that all foods combine to a kazayas. So a person would eat half a kazayas of one type of food and half a kazayas of another type of food. That is a valid shear of a kazayas for the purpose of a bracha achrona. What gets interesting is when he ate half a kazayas of a food, which the correct bracha achrona is main shalosh, an ala mechia, let's say, or an ala eight, ala ho'eitz, and he ate half a kazayas of something which is a rena for shos. So what do we do in that situation? So the chayyadim, ochol chatzi zayis mehaminim, vechatzi zayis misharminim. So he had a half a kazayas of grain and half a kazayas of other types of foods. So mavorech b'reina foshos rebos. So the loch is he says b'reina foshos. Now the chiddush over here is that the b'reina foshos is not moitzi the alamichya. The alamichya is not moitzi b'reina foshos. The person says an alamichya instead of saying b'reina foshos when he's supposed to say b'reina foshos. He ate something which is the correct bracha according to his b'reina foshos. He says alamichya instead. He's not yotze and he has to say b'reina foshos. The person said something which is bracha according to his alamichya and he said b'reina foshos. He's not yotze, and he has to stay in alamichya. Here we're combining these two things, which the brachos achronos do not work for each other. We're combining them together and saying, "Well, you had a kazayas, say a brena foshes." So that's the chiddush of this din. And he takes it a step further. Kazayas be pachos mekazayas pas b'davaracher mevorach a bracha sheshayach lemina pachos. He had less than a kazayas of bread. And he ate less of the kazayas of something which is an alamichya. So you say an alamichya. He ate less of the kazayas of bread and less of the kazayas of something which is a bread of foshas. You say a bread of foshas. Now, it's not clear in a case where he ate less of the kazayas of bread and less of the kazayas of something from the Shivas Aminim. He can't say alo eitz because this is not eitz. So that's we'll talk about that case, what to do in that situation. Okay, but let's leave that case. So the Chayyadim is telling me that, which is a Magen Avraham, which is based on a Knesset Gedola, that we can say a Brana for shows in these type of situations. How is that? Why is that? There is an opinion that the Brana Yonah says that the bracha Achrona for Shivas Aminim is... We know it's the main sholish, only via the kazayas. Eat less than a kazayas. No bracha achrona. No, he says that's not true. The bracha achrona is brain of foshas. That the shivas aminim are so choshev that even less than a kazayas of them gets a bracha achrona, but not the bracha achrona of main sholish. It gets the bracha achrona of brain of foshas. So it's interesting din, which is specific to the shivas aminim. See, here we have a tzad that even that this item is chayav brain of foshas. Mitzad that, it says, and even if you argue that that's not so, we don't pass on to Ben Yerna. There's a sword to say, since he had a kazayas of food, he should say a brain of Hashem. So this is brought in the Shard in Simon Reish Yud in the Shard Tzion of the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis. Okay, so now the question comes up in the following situation. This is all talking about when he ate. He's definitely not chayv in alamichya, and he's definitely not chayv in brain of foshas based on the food that he ate. It's only through the combination that he gets a bracha. So we say that's the right thing to do. What about a situation where, according to one opinion, he ate enough for the main sholosh? According to one opinion, he didn't. So normally we say meisafik, you can't make a main sholosh because they're not sure if you have the shear. But now he ate a kazayas of other foods. In a combination, he has half a kazayas of other foods. In a combination, he has vali shear. So what should you do? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this case in the concept in the context of yayin. The person had half a revius of wine and half a revius of beer. So according to what we're saying right now, he's just saying brain of shows. He can't say an alagefen. He didn't have a revius. So he had a revius total. So he should say alagefen. The problem is there's an opinion which says that you say alagefen on a kazayas. So according to that opinion, the correct bracha achrona is ala gefen, and then brain of foshos would be a bracha la batola. According to the chita that you need a revius, he can't say it ala gefen, and the bracha chorin is a brain of fashos. So in this situation, we're back to the rule we have that you cannot be moitzi your chiyav main sholos with brain of fashos. You cannot be moitzi your chiyav brain of fashos with a main sholos. So you cannot make any bracha. So the Mishabur is a suffix what to do. He's not sure what to do in that situation. There are poskim which understand that the psak is you say no bracha chorin. Even though you had a revius total, and we say over here that they're mitzdarev, but since, according to one opinion, the bracha chorna is already an alagefen, he has no choice. He cannot say alagefen because it's a suffolk bracha levatola. He cannot say renefoshes because it's a suffolk bracha levatola. So he says no bracha at all. So Moshe comes along in Ingris Moshe and says no, that what he says is, he says a bracha chorna of renefoshes. Mishabur does not seem to agree to this opinion. Mishabur says that the Yesh line, he's not sure what to do. And Rosh says he should say Reina for shows. It's better that he should say Reina for shows than to not say any bracha at all. Now, Rosh has a sheet in regards to Reina for shows which would allow him to understand that this works, and the Mishabur seems to disagree. So, Pasha, according to Mishabur, the final psak would be that he says no bracha achrona in that situation. Okay, we still didn't discuss a case where he ate less than a kazayis of pas and less than a kazayis of dates, less than a kazayis of pomegranate seeds, or he ate less than a kazayis of mazonos and less than a kazayis of pomegranate seeds. What should he do in that situation? That's Hashem. We'll talk about that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.